Well, is your shopping done? Are your presents wrapped? You know, some have the gift of being a gift giver. Do you know those people in your family? And some struggle. Do you know those people in your family? I happen to be in the latter group. My wife is in the first group. She's awesome. She took stockings to a whole new level than I was accustomed to growing up. My family had the orange at the bottom of the stock. You know what I'm talking about? Gifts say something about the giver, right? And about the receiver. How much gifts cost? What's the investment we have in them? You know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas? Have you ever wanted to know who bought these gifts? You know, the 12 Days of Christmas technically begin tomorrow and take us through Epiphany, January 6th. There's actually a bank that tracks the cost of the 12 days of Christmas just to see how things fluctuate and prices go. So, apparently, they've determined that the cost of the 12 days of Christmas actually costs 2% more than they did in 2018. Now, what's kind of odd is what the person who's buying these gifts is into. The lyrics come back in the 18th century, early 1904 or 5. We have the lyrics that most of us sing today. But apparently the person loved birds. They're everywhere. Which, you know, really? Christmas gift? A partridge in a pear tree. Actually, this gift saw a decrease with the well-rooted pear tree that fell to $190, and the partridge they were able to get for a few dollars coming to $210. Two turtle doves, these lovebirds, experienced maybe the biggest fluctuation. Their price has been dropping since 2004, and they've dropped another 20%. Three French hens. How do you know? Seriously. Couldn't an Armenian hen do it? I could probably get one cheaper. Four calling birds. Four feathered friends. You know, their price stayed the same. But again, more birds. Five golden rings. Finally, something that seems to be practical at Christmas, right? Actually, gold has rebounded up 10%. Six geese laying. Again with the birds. But at least these are producing something. You know, you're getting something out of them. $420. Seven swans, a swimming. $13,125. Apparently, we're in the wrong business. Eight maids a milking. They figured this on the minimum wage, which I thought was very mean. $7.25, kind of crazy, only $58. The nine ladies dancing, however, $7,552. Apparently, it's a whole dance company. This next one, how do you find 10 lords a-leaping? Lords? $10,000. That's a 3% hike from 2018. 11 pipers piping, only $2,700. It's hard to be a musician. And 12 drummers drumming, only again, a little less, $2,900. The total price, a little less than $39,000. But you know how the song repeats? So if you bought the whole thing, it's $170,298. What a gift. How about gifts this Christmas? Sometimes it's easy to accept gifts, right? And sometimes it's a challenge, especially for those that have everything. You know, what do you buy them? And how do you decide? Is it something practical? Do you get something that someone wants and just give it to them? Or is there some surprise, something that's unexpected that seems to be a little more memorable? I think we like surprises, right? Really, Christmas is about God's surprise. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the surprise is that the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we beheld His glory, glory as a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Unexpected. And we see people in this passage, right? Some who accept, know, believe, and some who reject and miss it. Unfortunately, I think sometimes it's easy to miss it. Don't you agree? A number of years ago at a former church, there was a tradition of sponsoring families and then taking them their gifts on Christmas Eve. And one of our friends, a good friend, decided to take a family, a very large family. But it was one of those days that just didn't go as smoothly as they wanted. And unfortunately, emotions got the best of them, or the worst of them. And it turned out to be a day of frustration, trying to get everything together and doing their own thing, but trying to prepare to take these gifts to a family. And it was a large family. So they finally got there and, you know, smacked a smile on their faces and started to give the family their presents. And as they were handing out, the mother noticed that there might be a problem. Like, they didn't buy enough gifts for everyone in the family. Awkward, right? You'll never guess the name of the little boy who they scrambled at the very end to give something. Jesus. True story. And my friend shared the conviction that she was missing it. There's something about gifts that you know when the giver is in it, right? And you know when they're just kind of going through the motions. God gave a gift that wasn't just about presence, it was about presence. God's presence. And what does that gift mean to you and me this evening? It means that we worship a loving God, for God so loved the world that He gave. That we didn't just believe, we don't just believe in some God that's out there that got the solar system and the planets going and just let us off. But cares and loves so much to become flesh to live among us. Maybe you're familiar with Eugene Peterson's paraphrase of the Bible, The Message. He puts it, and he moved into our neighborhood. To live among us, which means that God knows what we're going through. God experienced the highs of the transfiguration and the lows of Gethsemane. Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass. We've prayed that prayer, haven't we? We believe in a loving God who has given everything for us. No greater love can someone have than to lay down their life for their friends. Here's some gift quotes. What you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God. Being gifted doesn't mean you've been giving something. It means you have something to give. The greatest gift you can ever give another person is your own happiness. And then the key to another person's heart is an unexpected gift at an unexpected time. We believe in a gracious and a loving God who cares so much to make the effort to be with us in our neighborhood. Back in 2000, I decided I would do something a little different with my mom who lived in California. I wouldn't tell her about it, but I decided to show up at her door one day. I thought it'd be kind of a cool gift. I have to tell you, as I got closer to her door, I got a little more and more worried that she'd have a heart attack. But the gift of presence, the gift of self, I want to show you a video, and for some reason, the Murphy Law things happen to the volume and to the sound of the video. It's a short video, but you will get it. Let's go ahead and show you.
Hi, my name is Hannah Escherich. I'm 10 years old, and I go to Randolph Elementary School. My dad, Master Sergeant Joe Myers, is in Iraq right now.
The best gift we can give is ourself. And at Christmas, we affirm that God gave the best gift, the gift of self, to be with us. Will you pray with me?